Welcome to World Cup Report Worldwide, a podcast dedicated to worldwide events in the Blood Bowl community, with your hosts, Tim and Steve. Welcome to Episode 9 of World Cup Report Worldwide. This is Steve, a.k.a. Kilowoggy. With me, as always, is Tim. We need a new nickname, Lions.
Oh, what? I need a new nickname? Maybe I do.
You have your NAF name. It's Vitamin T, right?
Yeah.
You used to be called the Blood Bowl God.
That's no, all, you can't call me that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we can't call you Blood Bowl God anymore.
No, yeah.
So
not since I'm bad now.
The Blood Bowl Bookkeeper.
Oh, great. No.
The Consigliere.
Let's just go with T-Bone.
T-Bone? Okay.
No.
How you been?
We'll workshop it.
We'll workshop it as forks. So, it's been a little late in coming, but life gets in the way, as with everything.
Yeah.
Did you have a little vacation?
Yeah, we're talking Dungeon Bowl actual rules.
Yeah. This one won't take long.
Yeah, right.
Like last episode, we got into this majority of the stuff with Dungeon Bowl. So you know the main difference is the final round. If you're in the top table and Spike and Stunty Cup this time?
Yeah, I think it's both the championship and Stunty Championship.
Yeah, if you're in that, then you play Dungeon Bowl. And really, I mean, let's just start there. We kind of talked about this off camera, off audio. Do you even take that into consideration when you build a team?
I mean, gosh, you really can't, right? I mean, it's a huge tournament, rounds and rounds. Like, maybe if you always played the last round is Dungeon Bowl, you know?
Yeah.
But only the top two people basically do it, so.
I mean, it's a completely, completely different game, so.
Right.
And it's so random, you know? Like you said, you could be done in 15 minutes, or it could take the full time and not find a chest.
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
and I mean, like for me, I've never even really played Dungeon Bowl, so
it is fun.
I don't know how often that would happen. Somebody makes it to the finals and it's like completely new to them, but I bet it could happen.
I bet it happened a lot more in the past. I mean, Dungeon Bowl got released again, so at least people are playing it places.
Sure. And yeah, before that happened, they were still doing this.
Before that, it was, you know, old 4th edition made up rules or whatever. I don't know. But overall, as we kind of alluded to last time, I believe, these are very similar rules to Euro Bowl.
Yeah, it's almost the identical rules from what I can tell.
Yeah. So, might as well, you want to just go back and forth on the tiers real quick?
Sure.
We got Tier 1, Chaos Dwarves, Dark Elves, Dwarves, Lizardmen, Shambling Undead, Underworld Denizens, 1150k for team creation, and 6 star player points, maximum 1 secondary skill.
Then for tier 2s, we have Amazons, Norse, Orcs, Skaven, and Wood Elves. They get 1160 for team creation, 7 skill star player, or 7 star player points for skills, and still 1 secondary max.
No, I think you're right. It is skill points. So used to saying star player points, but no.
Right.
It is specifically skill points because we'll get into that later. We got Tier 3 with High Elves, Humans, Necromantic Horror, Tomb Kings, Elven Union, and Vampires. 1170k for team creation and 8 skill points, maximum 1 secondary skill.
Then we're looking at our Tier 4 teams, which are Chaos Renegades, Khorne, Old World Alliance, and Slaan. These teams get 1180 for their team builds and 9 skill points, and they are the first one who can take 2 secondary skills if they wish.
The only one that can take only 2, because Tier 5 comes around, and you got Black Orcs, Chaos Chosen, Imperial Nobility, Nurgle, 1190k for team creation, and 10 skill points with a maximum of 3 secondary skills.
And last, we have the 4 Stunty teams in Tier 6, Goblins, Ogres, Halflings, and Snotlings. It's 1,200 for team creation, 11 skill points, and unlimited secondary skills.
Yeah, so I didn't go back and forth directly comparing, but I'm 99% sure that's the exact same.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's definitely the same team creation values and skill point packages and all of that. So mm-hmm. I don't think they change any of the team tiers.
Yeah. For your team creation, one skill per player at a cost of a primary skill equals one skill point. Secondary skill equals two skill points with no stacking. And then you can take 0 to 8 rerolls, 0 to 6 assistant coaches for 10K, 12 cheerleaders for 10K, one Apoth depending on race, and 0 to 6 dedicated fans as always for 10K. But be aware that every team begins with 0 in dedicated fans as opposed to 1 like normal.
Yeah, that's right.
You want to go on the next one?
Then we've got some inducements. You can hire 0 to 2 Bloodweiser kegs for 50K each, a Master Chef for 300 available to any team, or 100K for teams with Halfling Thimble Cup, which for now is only Halfling teams.
No, coming soon.
Coming soon. Next up, Riotous Rookies for 100K. 0 to 3 bribes for 100K each, or 50K for teams with bribery and corruption. And they do have special rules for that, where you cannot, if you have a player with sneaky git and or secret weapon, you cannot take bribes, except for goblins and snotling teams are allowed to, if they have secret weapon skill, but not sneaky git.
Yeah, that's weird. I mean, I get it. Sneaky git's not nearly as bad as it used to be.
No, it's still quite good, but it's not as broken as before. I mean, it was...
And really, that's just for Lord Borak.
It's basically for Lord Borak and the Death Roller, I'd say.
Oh, yeah, Death Roller, true.
And just the Mighty Blow 2
mm-hmm.
sneaky gets. So, anybody else, I don't know why they don't just let goblins and snotlings just go ahead and do it.
Yeah.
Like they're going to be good, even if you could.
I don't know, snotlings.
Yeah, they're fine, but
they're not great.
With the star player rules.
That's true.
For this tournament, they are not as good as in many tournaments.
Speaking of, 0 to 2 star players, only tier 6 teams can get them. And star players in couples count as 2 star players for the roster, as always. Every star player acquired costs additional skill points as follows. 0 to 99K, lose 1 skill point. 100 to 199 is 2, 200 to 299 is 3, 300 to 399 is 4. Is anybody, I guess there is people above it, but they're banned.
Isn't Morg the most at 380 now?
He used to be 430.
He used to be 430.
Yeah, okay, that's right. All right, well, why don't you go ahead and let us know who's been exiled by Nuffle.
Speaking of banned, that would be all the Megastars, Griff Oberwald, Hackflim, Morgenthorg, Bomber Dribblesnot, Cindy Pie Whistle, Deep Root, Creek, and then also Vareg Ghoulchewer, who is not a Megastar, and new star Skitter Stabstab.
Skitter will be a Megastar soon, most likely.
I would presume so, but I guess we will see.
Yeah. Points. Players can earn points as follows each round. A win is 2, team tie is 1, and a loss is 0. And then tiebreaker, round 1 through 4 is random. Round 5 through 6 is opponent scores.
That is pretty interesting. The first 4 rounds are random?
Yeah, for tiebreakers.
Sure.
That's just... Yeah. I don't get that, but okay.
Yeah.
But something we might...
I mean, I guess you're assuming you don't have enough of an opponent score to really base things off of, but I don't... Seems strange.
This is why, Oklahoma Bowl's coming up, and we have a whole litany of ways to get bonus points. And we use those bonus points for tiebreakers because, this year, I think we've got 52 people signed up. Mm-hmm. And if it's only 4 rounds, makes it kind of hard to determine who's the overall winner. I think last year or 2 years ago, we went to, the third tiebreaker at the end, even with all the crazy bonus points.
Sure. Yeah. I'd believe it.
And then, as we mentioned, the dungeon round, the final round, plays Dungeon Bowl.
So, yeah. And that is for both the championship match and the Stunty Championship, as we mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
And by the official Dungeon Bowl rules.
And by the power of Grayskull. Oh, wait. So that's it. I mean, that's all.
Right.
I mean, that's...
So, I mean, what's really different from Euro Bowl, you know, advice for, like, what teams to play and what's good for this? I mean, the biggest difference, of course, you don't have the boons.
Yeah.
Other than the stunty teams automatically get the star player one.
Mm-hmm.
So... those teams that really, like, say, needed star players or needed to be able to stack skills, they might be a little worse here than at Euro Bowl.
You know, and you're I also
probably wouldn't be playing Old World Alliance in this tournament,
yeah,
for example.
You're also playing on your own instead of as part of a team or
of course,
squad.
Yeah.
So that's a big difference.
Certainly, yeah. I mean, a lot of times teams that are just good at getting ties might be a good choice for a Euro Bowl, whereas for here, you know, you're all on your own, and so
mm-hmm.
you really want to go for the win.
Yeah. And especially if, you know, the tiebreakers are random, then you really want to go for the win. You don't want that tie.
You're right.
Put it
yes.
up into the hands of Nuffle. No thanks.
So if you were thinking about going to Dungeon Bowl, Steve, what team do you think you'd play?
At this point, my personal thing is less about the build, more about... I need to play some teams that I've not played before in tournaments.
Sure.
But if I knew I was going to this, I've yet to play Imperial Nobility. I'd mm-hmm. probably play them because yeah. overall, solid team. I've not played them technically in a tournament. I've played Bretonians.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's just I would theme them to be German in some aspect.
Ah, yeah.
And give me an sure. excuse, you know. And again,
yeah, that
get,
makes sense.
You get decent, you know, skill points with them, so who knows?
Yeah, it's really as good of a tournament for them as you're going to find.
Yeah. You
know? They get the extra money they need and mm-hmm. a lot of skills.
And how about yourself?
For me, it's kind of a similar thing. I'm trying to mark off a couple of teams, but I think one I have left I like in this format, and that would probably be Slan. Again, the
yeah.
lower tier, plus, you know, if I am in the Dungeon Bowl at the very end... People can't clog me up so bad. Just jump on over.
See, you are planning for the finals. That's actually
yeah.
a legit thing.
Right.
Having Leap in Dungeon Bowl is huge.
Right. And they're the most leapy team there is.
That's for sure.
Plus, I think they're good in these rules anyway.
Yeah.
If you're good with Slan, and even then, they're a high variance team that's going to take some decent good fortune as well as perfect play to be successful.
Yeah. Last tournament I was at, played a kid who's probably, if he's listening, I apologize. I'm not good with kid ages. I want to say 12, maybe a little bit younger. But he was playing Slan.
Mm-hmm.
And he was all about casualties, which I'm like,
huh.
you picked the wrong team to go for casualties. But he kept trying. I'm like,
yeah.
feel free as I win 3-0. I'm like... And, you know, he was jumping around and he was enjoying himself. That's
sure.
half the fun of the game, of course. But
yeah,
when you run out of rerolls with that team and you're still playing, like you have a whole bunch of rerolls,
yeah.
it gets bad fast.
yeah. Yeah. Things can go downhill real quick for them.
Yep. Well, anything else to add to this? Or is this going to be a really short episode?
yeah. Geez. I guess I don't really have a lot else to really lay out for the rules of Dungeon Bowl. I mean,
no,
it's just when tournaments like this play off of the rules that are kind of the popular rules for the year, there's just only so much to go over. Yeah. Any of the teams we said before that we liked as Spartan teams are probably good choices here too.
Yeah, exactly. And, if you're looking to play, I don't remember if he said it was sold out. I think he said he had a few left.
Yeah, the
had larger
I think
area.
We talked to him, he had a couple spots.
Yeah.
What's it say now?
It is April 6th and 7th, or as mm-hmm. other people in other countries might say, the 6th of April and the 7th of April.
Yeah, very soon. It looks like 114 registered on the website.
Wow.
And then like 7 that are listed as interested, so I don't know if that means that they're considering it or it's like a standby list.
Hmm. It's a lot of people.
Yeah. Yeah, 114, pretty big. What's the most Oklahoma Bowl ever had?
I think we hit 62 one time, something like that.
I thought you were in the 70s.
I don't think we
still
hit 70s. No. We run out of room at the store is half the problem.
Yeah, like, right. Sure.
You know, we don't even... if we don't even like advertise as much as we probably should, because if we hit 60, we're taking over most of the store. And sure. If I hit 70 or 80, it's like, okay, I got to go find a place and pay to play there. I don't want to do that.
Right. Right.
And it kind of ruins the whole spend all the money on prizes and giveaways. But
yeah, just sell them off to rent a hall.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that is that for this episode. Not sure what we're going to be doing next, but we shall come back, I'd say, a couple weeks, next week.
Yeah.
Who knows? We'll figure it out.
I assume definitely post Oklahoma Bowl.
Yeah, unless we get something in before then, because
yeah,
that's going to be a very busy weekend. I'll be very
imagine
tired.
So.
But all right, we will talk to you guys later.
Peace out.
Thank you for listening to World Cup Report Worldwide. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/WCReportBB. You can email us at worldcupreportworldwide@gmail.com or at worldcupreportbb@gmail.com.